fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
To you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the 3rd day of May, year of our Lord 2017. Welcome to the John Moore Show. The prepper tip of the day. You haven't mentioned this for a while. Night vision. Just about half of every day, a little bit more in the winter, a little bit less in the summer, is nighttime. So have you got your night vision? Think about it. Have you got your night vision? There's a fairly new recent, Hollywood film, 13 Hours of Secret Soldiers of Benghazi, that really gives a very good description and overview of the value of night vision. The best place I found to buy night vision online is opticsplanet.com. That's opticsplanet.com. And it's the good stuff's expensive. I mean, there's no doubt about it. The mil-spec stuff, you're looking at more than $1,000, typically $1,500 plus. Good quality. Consumer grade, around $1,000. And entry level, a couple hundred bucks. But keep in mind, some night vision is better than no night vision at all. So do your homework, figure out what you need, what your budget is, and go ahead and get it. That's your prepper tip of the day. I know many of you, my listeners, are always searching for facts, searching for truth, searching to find out what's going on in this world and why, which brings me to a book I haven't mentioned. It's a free download at my website, 1,010 pages. If you go to the free download section, you'll find it pretty quick. The title of the book is Matrix 3, Volume 2. The subtitle, here it is, The Psychosocial, Chemical, Biological, and Electromagnetic Manipulation of Human Consciousness. That's a mouthful. The reason this book is 1,010 pages is because instead of just giving footnotes referring you to original source material, the author, Mr. Valdemar Valerian, actually reproduces the original source material. That's why that book is 1,010 pages. Here's what you do. Get yourself some three-hole punch paper. Go to Kinko's or Office Depot or Office Max, one of those kind of places, and let them print it out for you. Put it in a three-ring binder, and you got yourself a book that, if you can find it for sale on Amazon, typically used copies. Used copies is published in 1995. Run about $300 if you can find one. So that's another helpful thing for you people searching for truth out there. We have Patient Wendy Greenman, my friend Professor James McCanney. Professor McCanney is a credentialed astrophysicist. He has taught astrophysics at the university level. He's taught mathematics at the university level. He has very high-level IT skills. He's an amateur archaeologist, author of about 10 books, I believe. I'm sure one or two more on the way, and weekly radio talk show host. Good morning, Jim.
Morning, John. How are you today?
Well, we have another storm here over the weekend. I don't know if you saw the radar or not, but it looked like a hurricane to me and covering the United States between Mexico and Canada. Severe flooding in my part of the world, cutting off interstate highways, state highways, local roads. It's a mess. And another 3 inches today, another 1 inch tomorrow of rain coming. So we expect more flooding. How about yourself, sir?
Wow, I guess I cannot claim such so activity. It's a little fog this morning, but other than that, nothing severe. Excuse me. Wow, no, I totally missed that. I had my focus on other things this week. Had my nose on my computer upgrading my web page. Actually, I have two. But the a lot of detail work, which I'm trying to get in place so that it's everything is kind of automated. And hopefully by tomorrow, my new web page will be posted. I'll hopefully have that done. I keep talking about this, but a lot of surprises and fun things there to keep people's attention.
Well, Jim, since I'm a student of yours, I was looking at the radar, and this storm that really spanned from north to south the whole country. It had that classic counterclockwise swirl of a hurricane. The flooding here right in my home was worse since the last land-based hurricane, which you call Himmacanes, happened here. I guess it's been about 7 or 8 years ago. My belief is that we can expect more of these. What do you think, sir?
I was just pulling this up right now, but it's springtime, so the weather systems are changing, moving from winter into summer, so we're right in the heart of that. And these are overland hurricanes, basically. The standard theory for a hurricane is that it forms from warm water. Well, there's no warm water where these things form. And they're really a result of electrical connections to outer space. And scientists are just beginning, very laboriously, to wake up to these kind of things. And they're seeing them, and they have no idea what causes them. There's a new phenomena, which I'll be talking about tomorrow night, is in the Aurora Borealis. And they're just clueless. I just read this. It's like, absolutely, absolutely clueless scientists grappling with data that they had seen hundreds of times before but never even clicked that this is what they were seeing. So, meteorologists are probably the worst because they go to a certain level of physics and chemistry, probably struggle with physics 101 and chemistry 101, and that's it. So when they come up to actually, all they do is read computer outputs that come from the National Weather Service, and they really read meteorology. They don't understand it.
Well, what you said in the past, Jim, is that they're trained to make use of computer weather predicting models, which used to work and no longer work, and since they don't have the classic training of a meteorologist, they're basically hopelessly stuck, aren't they?
Yeah, and even meteorology today is horrific. I mean, what they teach these people is really old, outdated theories that don't work. You know, the two clouds rub together to cause tornadoes. Most tornadoes come out of the bottom of a single cloud, not at the edge and then there's no other storm system at the edge. I mean, the theories they study are just so absurd. I mean, they'd have nothing to do with reality, yet that's what they think. So But basically, yeah, we're dealing with energy structures, these storms that come from outer space. They drag a lot of moisture in from the ocean. And then, like in the case of where you are, you get it from the Gulf and the coming across from the Gulf of Mexico on the west side. And on the Baja, the west side, and this all this water combines into a big storm, and that's what you get.
That's right. That's right. Jim, I got a quick update for you here. I saw a headline on Republic Broadcasting's website this morning. Apparently, the German federal court a year ago, the 16th of February last year, after hearing testimony from all the scientists on both sides, concluded there's no such thing as a measles virus. There's no such thing. It does not exist. So people have been getting vaccinated for decades against a virus that does not even exist. Pretty strange, isn't it? MMR.
MMR.
Measles, mumps, rubella, right.
Yeah, that they inject kids with for all of these years. Plus, you know, we're dealing with so many. John, I don't know what it is, but there's a lot of microphone noise coming back at me here. A lot. It's like somebody's playing with a microphone head. I don't know.
Right. I don't hear what I'm saying, but maybe now that my engineer's been notified, maybe he can do something to mitigate that.
Yeah, but yeah, it's just insane, and there's a lot of study. I heard Trump had appointed, it was Bobby Kennedy's son, I believe, who's has a great interest in this. Ben, I didn't realize it. He has some kind of a problem talking. You know, and so I'm not sure if that would have been caused by shots, and that's what sparked his interest in vaccinations. But they're looking into it. Trump is looking into it, and finally, we got a president who's not just taking all of this for rote for truth. What the CDC or the other. You know, the EPA or whoever, the Department of, or what is it, the National Institute of Health, right, and all these right. government agencies who basically are owned by the pharmaceutical companies.
Right. Well, another aspect of this, just a little bit different twist, the doctor who developed the diagnosis of ADHD gave one, and he became quite wealthy diagnosing and developing medicines for ADHD. He granted one last interview to a journalist before he passed, before he died. And I guess he had a change of heart because he admitted in that final interview before he died that it was a fantasy diagnosis. It did not exist. And, and as a consequence, nothing's happened because almost nobody knows about that final interview. And we still have people... children being diagnosed for something that does not exist and being given powerful psychotropic drugs that permanently disable them, according to the military, military doctors. If you receive any prescription for Ritalin, no matter how short or how long ago, the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and Coast Guard consider you permanently psychiatrically disabled and ineligible to enlist in any of the armed services.
Wow.
So, yeah, and all because of a fantasy, made-up, non-existent diagnosis, ADHD.
I was helping a family one time, and they had a kid who was probably third grade, let's put it somewhere in that range. Excuse me. And they went into counseling. And the kid was having trouble with organizing, and that's why they wanted me to, because I taught all levels of people, and I've tutored young kids with math and physics, and so they wanted my opinion. And so anyway, it was a lot of these cases, kids have just never been taught to organize. And it's as simple as that. Well, the first thing in there, the counselor wanted to give him drugs. Oh, he needs, you know, these drugs. And it was right. Like, no. And they were adamant. They were adamant that this kid should be taking these drugs. And the parents luckily did not bite in on that. But, you know, they it's like cancer. They have a captive audience. The doctor comes back and says, you have cancer, to a woman with breast cancer, and they don't have it at all. And, of course, they do a operation, and then they say you're cured or you're in remission. Well, they never had it in the first place.
Exactly.
Or with men with prostate cancer, the vast majority of men who they've operated for prostate cancer never had it.
That's right. I had one of my doctor friends tell me that misdiagnosis of prostate cancer probably takes place about half the time, if not more.
Well, I would say more. And they use the PHC, I forget the test name they use. It's totally, it doesn't, you know, there's certain readings that if it goes up by a little bit for 3 years in a row, then that's an indicator. But any time it goes up, and a lot of times it goes up by a lot at a single time, that's due to an infection.
Right, right.
And not due to cancer, but that's what they, as soon as that happens, the doctor, you have chemo, because they all make money off this.
That's right. They get kickbacks. We got a call on hold here, Jim. We got Jack in Louisiana. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning. Yeah, I got a real good tip for everybody. I'm watching in real time this big storm coming into Louisiana, and I'm watching it on Fort Polk Next Rad Radar. And it'll show the smallest downdrops. All you got to know is where you're at on the map on the Fort Polk radar. And they have these radars all across the country for everybody. And it'll show the smallest downdrops. It'll tear the roofs off. And you, if you know where you're at, you'll know if it's coming straight at you. It'll show a little tornado vortex for even the smallest ones. And so now I'm going to tell you how to... You turn on animate, 10 frames, hide the clutter... Turn on storms all and show storm tracks, all storm tracks, and 10 frames per sweep of the radar. That you're getting the whole thing there. And
right.
You'll know when one of those little tornado downdrops that's going to tear people's roofs off is coming right at you.
Well, it's good to know, Jack. We appreciate
the
heads up.
Next Rad, and mine's Fort Polk Next Rad Radar. It's really great. But I had another question for Mr. McCanny there.
Go ahead.
A 20 KT artillery shell has about a pea-sized solid gold ball in the center of it. I know that because I knew a guy that worked at Bendix that used to machine them to make them for him. Now, on the Earth, that's 20 KTs. On the Moon, would that be 6 times 20 KTs?
you're talking about the... You're talking about the
yield of
shell?
No.
That's the gravity of where this thing is used has nothing to do with the load.
With the yield of it. Oh, okay.
With the yield. No.
I've always, no, you know, they said that they had to get to the moon first because the Russians were going to. Mine it with nukes and make it the ultimate weapon, destroy the entire ecology of the Earth. Would that be possible?
No. The moon is really, really, really far away. No, anything you blow up there is not going to, you know, maybe a little...
Well, when they made that one little detonation on there, I was watching it live back when they walked, they said they set off an isotope explosive, supposedly to do seismographic tests. Well, shortly after that, L.A. shook real good.
Yeah, I would say unrelated.
NASA won't admit today they even detonated it.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that one. By the way, I'm looking at this storm in New Orleans right now, and yeah, it's very localized, small, very, very severe storm.
Yeah, you got Fort Polk Next Rad Radar on?
Well, I'm using some other satellite imagery, but it's...
Okay,
Jack, thank you for the call, Jack. Thank you for the call. We got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 5th of May, visiting with Professor James McKinney. His website is linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, you've got two weekly radio shows. Tell people how they can listen and about the archives, if you would, please, sir.
Yes, John. The James McKinney Science Hour at the Crossroads, that's my commercial-free radio show weekly every Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR, Nashville, Tennessee. And I was thinking about something. I'm going to interrupt my little dialogue here. There may be a point where we're going to only have shortwave someday if they chop the internet. So anyway, it's just a commentary. I recommend that everybody get a shortwave radio and make sure it goes down to the low frequencies. Like my show is 5070. And a lot of shortwave radios don't go down that far. So make sure you get a shortwave radio that has all the bands. Anyway, enough of that. But then that show re-airs WTWW Nashville on Friday night, 10 p.m. and Saturday morning, 3 a.m. And there's many satellite feeds and things like that that are going on. Also at live and with the re-airing in the Western Hemisphere, Eastern Hemisphere, all that information on how to listen on my webpage, jmccsci.com, and the archives are there on my webpage. Many people listen to the archives.
All right. I usually listen to the archives on Sunday morning myself. Well,
and I forgot to mention the paid cast, the weekly extra edition hour, what I call the paid cast, is $3.95 a month. And I'm currently in the midst of what I call the Cosmos, the Real Story, where I use Carl Sagan's Cosmos series and Neil deGrasse Tyson's 2014 remake of the Cosmos series. I use those shows as talking points of standard science, and then I leverage off that to discuss real science. That's also available on the webpage. Like I say, $3.95 a month, and that's becoming more popular. I encourage people to go and sign up for that. Plus, I talk about a lot of other topics. Tesla's Mind is one of the ongoing series, radiation and you, environmental toxins, many series that I weave into that paid cast. So, and that's commercial free. There's no interruption. I take one topic and I cover the entire hour with that topic. So it's a good addition to what I do with the live show.
Outstanding. The project with the Nazca Lines, is there any updates on that, sir?
Nothing really new other than just a little bit of work in the background. Let me just say this about academia, who controls a lot of these topics. These people are so impossible to deal with or talk to. They are simply caught off into their own never, never land. And they're just, it's impossible. You know, the journals, and the archaeology journals are the same as science journals. These people just live in a fog. And that's why not much new happens in science or in archaeology. They are afraid to make new discoveries or make new statements. They stick with this old archaeological time frame, which couldn't possibly be true. And they're mixed in with the NASA, you know, 4.5 billion year old solar system story, which isn't, it couldn't possibly be true, etc. So, in fact, tomorrow night.
Jim, I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday. We had lunch, and he was interviewing one of the local lead miners, retired lead miner. And he asked him the following question. While you were underground, and they go typically several hundred feet down, by the way, in these lead mines. While you were underground in your lead mines, did they ever, in the process of digging these tunnels, break into any man-built rooms? He said, yes, we did, but we're not supposed to talk about it.
Yeah. it's so bizarre. You know, this is something, too, with Trump doing what he's doing. This is beginning to turn the big, big, big ship, the Titanic United States, around and away from the iceberg. Okay, but there's, once you get down to the next level, we're dealing with all kinds of things coming out of the government agencies, which are protection for the world bankers. And one thing I learned when I did archaeology, well, I still do, but when I get to these, what I call tier two science or tier two archaeology, these people are there for a reason. They spend a lot of money keeping everything in a fog, because what I learned...
Hold that thought, Jim. We got a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultation consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion on my show from now until August. If you mail me a postcard, you may get the opportunity to buy an energy cleaner for $70 off retail. $200 of the purchase price goes to Republic Broadcasting. We have a drawing for this promotion every other Thursday. The details are at my website. Just click on the orange sticker on the right side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. Thank you very much for listening, and hope you can get those postcards in. Have a great day.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
We are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Great J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the third day of May. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. I want to thank all you listeners for helping me in our search to find maps of continents, not just North America. We've expanded to all continents. Continents with new coastlines featured in movies and TV shows. The most recent two being Dancing with the Stars, just a recent episode, and 62 years ago, Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, 62 years ago. How about that? Also, on my website, of course, you'll find the Energy Cleaner, a marvelous healing device. If you want optimal health, if you have arthritis pain, back pain, joint pain, it will probably help. No matter what the source of pain is. If you're not getting a great night's sleep, it'll probably help you get a great night's sleep. And I do offer, from me to you personally, does not involve a third party, this is from John Moore to you personally, a 30-day money-back guarantee on the Energy Cleaner. If you already have an Energy Cleaner and you've been dealing with a homemade pad made from aluminum screen wire and getting poked at night, well, go ahead and get yourself a factory-made fitted mattress pad. It's time to step up to the plate and sleep comfortably without getting poked by that aluminum screen wire, which does eventually break apart. You can order the energy cleaner right at my website and the mattress pad using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, right at my website, thelibertyman.com. I do take checks. If you want to mail a check to my address at my website at thelibertyman.com, and I have a toll-free auto line 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McCanning. His website is linked on my website at my links page. And Jim, this project of mine continues to expand of finding continents, of maps of continents on TV shows and movies showing these continents with new coastlines. And here's the current list, Jim, and we keep expanding it. We have Godfather. We have a TV show from the 1957 Highway Patrol. We have Superman. We have Hunger Games. We have A Beautiful Mind. We have Superman Returns. We have the TV show NCIS. This is fascinating, Jim. In the director's office of NCIS, there's a beautiful full-color framed map of North America with no Florida and part of California gone. And it appears in multiple episodes. And then most recently, the movie Elysium, which is a very New World Order movie. And then last but not least, 62-year-old TV show Captain Midnight, where they have an image of North America with Florida gone. And I think we're going to find a lot more, Jim. Go ahead.
Captain Midnight, not to date myself, but I watched Captain Midnight. I don't remember the map being there, but just for those who are a bit younger, Captain Midnight was a Saturday morning TV series, one of these cliffhangers like Flash Gordon, where every week something would happen and then you would want to watch the next week. But Captain Midnight had a secret decoder that you would get by mailing in like 25 cents, and all the kids had these.
Oh, yeah.
So could that have been a psyops for kids at that early age? And, of course, at the end of every show, he gave a secret code, and by using your decoder, you would get the secret word for the week.
Right.
But everybody had to send in their information, little Johnny or Jim McCanny or whoever.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure I probably did that too. I remember though at the secret decoder ring, and almost every child in America had one of those. but yeah, the map is right there. Let me click. It's black and white. And you can see the two characters. They're in a laboratory setting. The one character has on a lab coat and a tie. And the other character is bent over looking at something. And on the wall behind him is this map. And there's no Florida on the map, Jim. It's just simply gone.
Now, is that due to ignorance? The guy didn't know about Florida? Or, back then, Florida was swamped.
For most people,
it did not exist. But no, the point, I imagine anybody, where do you get your map when you put it in the movie? The TV series, though.
And Africa is moved north where Europe should be. I'm just looking at this map here. Africa is where Europe should be, and Europe is moved farther, way farther north towards where the North Pole, towards the Arctic Circle.
Well, that's interesting. That almost sounds like a pole shift.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, interesting. Yes. Anyway, John, I wanted. Oh, by the way, tell your people down in Louisiana that storm is getting vicious. It's developing very rapidly, and take cover.
Absolutely, we got a stack of callers on hold here. First, we got Rick in Missouri. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Professor. I'll try to be brief, but I'm sorry you brought up the decoder ring thing because that was my encryption device for the grid down scenario. Now I'm gonna have to get those one-use pads.
One-time
pad. Thanks. I'm wondering, wouldn't it be germane, important, almost prophetic to know who was dancing with the stars when the map popped up? Was it Hillary or what was the problem? I gotta know. Well, I mean,
well, it was a recent episode. Maybe we can make that a homework assignment for you, Rick, to figure that out.
Oh man, yeah. See now, well, I do have to know. I will look into this.
Okay.
Well, I did have a quick question. Oh yeah. Well, I'll get into it. I have a quick question for the professor regarding shortwave radio. I've been meaning to get one of these things for a long time, and I keep forgetting what I'm doing. I'll grab one, but is there anything we should know about antenna setup? Some of these radios benefit greatly by other uses of antennas, or is it really just plug and play?
Well, here's what I use myself, and I travel the world, yes. And I listen to shortwave. I listen to my own show in many, yeah. many different parts of the world. So, personally, right. I have a Kato. It's a KA1101, which is, I don't believe they make anymore, but they do mm-hmm. make similar models. But you got to get all the bands. You got to get down into the 5,000, the five megahertz and below to get some of the good stuff like my show.
So make sure you have all
the bands and also have AM, FM.
Yeah.
And but as far as antenna, it comes with an antenna, but I use... It's about a 12-foot long wire with a connector on the end, an antenna connector, and that's all it is. Mm-hmm. It's got a little rubber cap at the other end, and I've used this all over. You string it someplace, hang it down out of the window or something. And also, if you really want to pick up, here's what I found. Those headsets that nullify sound, they have batteries in them, and they're also... They have an amplifier in them, so you can use them as basically a headset. And I use those, and I plug it in where the headset goes on the radio, and you hear stuff that, I mean, on a band, you will hear nothing. You won't even hear anything. And in those headsets, you can hear complete music, sound, perfect. So that's another thing to really, really accentuate the shortwave radio, or any radio for that matter, but... So that's my 2 cents worth, and I'm not advertising Kato. I don't have anything. The only thing about this model is it's small. It's a very good receiver. It locks in. It's digital. It locks in on a signal, and it holds it there, you know, because shortwave varies. Mm-hmm. I would not get a dial-type shortwave radio at all. Don't touch those with a 10-foot pole. And there's some out there that are the crank type, and I don't go for that because they... In putting that in, they maybe short on a little something else in the quality of the receiver, you know. So, but I'm not an expert.
I've got a couple of those, but I thought it would be a good idea. I want to call HRO Ham Radio Outlet and see how they can hook me up. And I thought it would be a marvelous homework assignment to put one of these together and listen to your show. Now I'm not sucking up, but I mean I got to do this for my own peace of mind. Would you give me that megahertz that your show was on out of Nashville one more time?
It's 5.070. And I don't know what the frequency is now for summertime. Uh-huh. It varies between, that's the wintertime frequency. So we're now in the summertime. Okay. We're probably on like a 9-point-something for summertime. You can go to my webpage. But make sure you get down to at least like 3 megahertz on the dial.
Oh, really? That low? Okay. All right, I got it. I can do it. All right, thanks. Okay. I sure appreciate
Thank you.
And then also listen to, you know, go around the dial and listen to worldwide radio. That's where I'll tell you, I was in the South Pacific one time. I was listening to Radio Free Havana. And then I listened to Russian stations. And most of these have English because the majority of people in the world speak English. Let me tell you, you get an earful of the way other people think. And I've been in a lot of places personally, but, you know, listening to the Western press, the United States is so disgusting, absolutely so disgusting, and they know so little.
Five or 10 years ago, I was in a Home Depot and ran across a Scottish woman who told me, and I was a little offended at first, she said, I got to get outside of this country just to hear the truth. And at first, I thought, what the heck is she talking about? Now I think I know.
Oh, yeah, it's disgusting. And even the so-called, you know, awareness channels that try and become aware, they don't have a clue. men. You know, I travel around the world. I've lived in foreign countries. I lived with the very richest people and the very poorest, and everybody in between. In fact, I might even talk a little bit about immigration here, but I could go on and on about that. But there's a reason why they call them the ugly Americans. There's a reason.
Excuse me. I'm sure there is. All right, well, thanks.
I appreciate the help. Thanks, guys. Next, we go to Susan in Virginia. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, gentlemen. Excuse me. I have a question for Professor McCanny. I've been buying your filters and containers, goodness gracious, since they first came out, since you first had them. I got the Imperial filters when you first had them out for my sister and son, and now I want just one, you know, time's up on my other filters, just one Imperial filter. And I looked on your webpage, and it only says a short filter element that's only 5 inches.
No. There's the if you look on the left-hand side, there's the Imperials. There's 4 and 10 packs. You can't buy one because you'd pay more for shipping than you do for the filter. You know, so that's why we don't sell one.
Okay,
but they're there. Just look. Imperial is usually in capital letters, but yeah, there's 4 or 10 packs.
Yeah, 4 or 10 pack. Well, I only need one. Can I take one of my? Because I gave my son 2 of them for his filter. You know, the 2 gallon. Anyhow, can I take one of his and use it?
He only needs one. That's the whole reason for the Imperial. You don't fill up your upper container with filter elements. You just put one Imperial in there, and that's you're good to go.
Okay, and now how long do they last? Okay, I was delighted to see about the Colburn Bible on your webpage. That's $15.
Yeah, let me just mention that on my webpage, there's a link. You can get the Colburn in ebook now from the Chaldean Trust. That's wonderful. It's the real Colburn, not the Amazon Ding Dong imitation one.
Right.
If you happen to buy that, send it back, get your money back. But I find it funny that they actually say no money returns on that one because so many people are returning them. But, yeah, on my webpage, just go. There's a link near the top for the Colburn. It's about $15, an ebook downloadable. And I went right away and bought mine because I love the Colburn. It's a big, beautiful book, but I travel. So carrying that baby around is quite a task. So now I can
edit an ebook. It would be the best $15 spent. Actually, I spent $15. 10 days ago, that was very important. It was the Wedbot report by Cliff High, the Alter report. And it was interesting in that report, he describes instead of having rivers of, rain, it's going to be rain train that continue for thousands of miles across the continent, end quote. And that's what we had, just as you know. I put on John Moore's Facebook page a link to that radar where it shows going almost clean across the country. Mm-hmm. And on the Wedbot report, there were several other hits.
By the way, this is not just rain. It's heavy, heavy rain.
Oh, yes. And the... What is amazing, besides the rain, I'm sure you guys just had a terrible time in Missouri, but out here in Virginia, about an hour south of Washington, D.C., we're having a terrible time. Just imagine the most really heavy, heavy rain going sideways, okay? And I'm looking out my kitchen window, and that's what I'm looking at. It's pollen, not rain. It is so bad that a lot of people with COPD just have to stay in. They can't go out. And that is keeping us home for a long time.
Yeah, I don't have a source or a cause for all of this, what's going on, but there are many places in the tropics that are much colder than normal, much higher rain than normal. So, yeah, there's, I don't know what's going on. I don't have a cause.
The ALTA report describes this in detail. That's why it's kind of a must-buy. It's at halfpasthuman.com. John has mentioned Cliff High several times. The information, he said that the really bad weather that's totally unexpected will show up in all the wrong places, like wheat. The wheat crop was lost because of snow.
Susan, we got a break here. We do thank you for your call. We'll let Jim comment, and we got one more caller. Hold on, everybody.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
All right, we are back. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 3rd of May. Visiting with Professor James McKinney. His website's linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. We have our last caller this hour. We've got Dan in Missouri. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, gentlemen. I got two things real quick. I got my decoder ring. Boy, I was excited watching Saturday morning. And the message I got was, drink more Ovaltine. A little disappointing.
That's right. I had written a note here, Ovaltine. That was Captain Midnight's advertising.
Drink or Ovaltine. Okay.
And we did. We did.
Right. Yeah, oh, yeah. Loved it. Professor McKinney, I would really love your take on this, and you probably covered it before, but my memory being pathetic, what's your take on Admiral Byrd's diary and his adventure there?
Very interesting.
Earth.
Yeah, I met a guy named Ralph Placet, and he was a friend of mine's father-in-law, and I got to know him. We did wild game suppers together, various other things. Ralph Placet was the first man to actually get to the pole, and what he said when he came back, he said, Byrd's diaries, he could not have possibly gone to the pole, and what they found out he did is Byrd set up camp. They were hunkered down. They couldn't get to the pole, so he actually made it up. And he said the conditions that you meet on the way to the pole and coming back with the shifting ice, Byrd doesn't say anything about that. So he never went there. And so Ralph Placet literally is the first guy to get to the pole. And they use some machines, some very primitive snowmobiles. But look that up, and that's when you understand what he's saying. Yeah, Byrd never got to the pole, and a lot of the guys died there. Anyway, that's a whole other story. But yeah, that's the short version.
So the chance of there being a hollow Earth is absolutely zero.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's a fantastic voyage story. Nothing more.
Boy, you popped my bubble. I was ready to go. Hey, thanks, guys.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you for the call. Jim, got about a minute here to summarize your thoughts for the day, sir.
Tomorrow night I'll be talking about the moon Enceladus of Saturn. Very interesting, the possibility of life in the solar system. But the more importantly, that it's a very young moon. And so I'll be talking about that and some of the electrical conditions around Saturn. This Saturday, I'm going to be on Tim Spencer's show, just a little note. We'll be talking about water filters, things like that. And then I'll be talking a bit about immigration, since that topic has come up. And really, we could solve the immigration problem. I could solve it in one day. But there's so much political activity there. There's not enough time to discuss that, so maybe I'll throw that in on my show tomorrow night.
Okay, sounds good, Jim. Well, we always appreciate you being with us, Jim, and thank you very much, and look forward to having you back next Wednesday, sir.
Yeah, next week we're the second hour.
Second hour, that's right. The second, you'll be with Joyce the first hour. That's fine.
Yes.
That's the way it is. Okay. Well, thanks again, sir, and have a great rest of the week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks again.
Okay.
Take care,
okay.
Everybody.
Okay. All right, the top of the hour break. We'll have open lines. Stay tuned.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.